This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Laura.
The story is based on Graham Staines and his family. Tell us a little bit about him and what they were doing in India.
Yeah, well, Graham got touched by God, I suppose you could say. He saw a photograph of a leper boy when he was about 16, and he got into his head that he should go and help. And he got a pen pal over in India, and then he went over, I think when he was about 24, back in the 60s, and he looked after lepers and served the outcasts of society for some 35 years. And Gladys joined him some 15 years into his journey there. Yeah, and they had three lovely kids. And then, of course, as you might know, tragedy struck, and that's part of what this story is about.
It made headlines around the world when Graham and, sadly, two of his sons also died. When did you first come across his story? Because this year, of course, does mark 20 years since the anniversary of his death.
Well, I was in Sydney at the time, and it made the local newspaper, Sydney Morning Herald, and so on. So we knew about it in 1999. And then I actually went to India to do a job at the end of that year. So it was very current in people's minds in India because it had a huge impact in India. And that was sort of the beginning of the film journey.
And filming in India, of course, brings it really to life in such a great way. How do the Indian communities now respond to the story of Graham and his legacy? Do they hold it in the same way that perhaps Australian audiences do?
I think even more so than Australian audiences do. It's the film has resonated extremely well with Indian audiences because the parts of the country there where persecution continues, it's a difficult environment for people to become Christians or to change religion in any form. And of course, we know from Easter weekend, Sri Lanka, the kind of thing that has happened. And we, you know, we've always prayed that this story would have a positive effect, be a blessing to people, encourage people who are going through hard times, and hopefully challenge those that want to, that think that that's an okay way to go. That's kind of the impetus behind telling the story, the story that matters, yeah.
It really does matter, and it's a story that is as you've mentioned, with what happened in Sri Lanka, it is relevant to today because persecution hasn't gone away since when Graham and his family were in India. What is life like now for people who are Christians in India?
You know, it's interesting. It's in some parts of the country, it's absolutely fine. Mainly in the cities, there's absolutely no problem at all. But in the more rural areas, like where Graham worked, it is challenging because it does disrupt the social order for those communities when people convert or change the way they practice and where they do things. And so it does have a social effect on the communities. And in a lot of cases, a very positive effect, but that can threaten current power structures and existing norms. And so people are fearful of that. And so it's not easy for a lot of people in those more sort of rural environments. I mean, I remember a story about a lady who came to the pastor and said, "Do you think it's okay if I pray while lying down? Because if I kneel, my husband beats me." You know, those kinds of stories are just so foreign to us, but so powerful when you realize people are going through enormous challenges to actually be Christian, to experience that life.
Yeah, it's one of the questions that came up for me from watching the movie. So I think it will stir a lot in people's minds that watch it. And although there is tragedy at the centre of the story in some ways, there's also a lot of hope to be found in the Staines story. Where did you find that as the writer?
Well, I just found it so inspiring. I mean, it's inspiring that people are prepared to serve like that. It's inspiring that Gladys is prepared to forgive like that. And, you know, I don't think that's a natural reaction. That's a divine reaction, the way she forgave and the way she's held on to that. And I think it is a story that is incredibly uplifting and inspiring.
And to have Stephen Baldwin playing Graham Staines, what was he like to work with?
Stephen's a character, that's for sure. He's great. A fantastic job on the movie. I'm sure some Australians will say that's not much of an Australian accent, but that doesn't matter.
He says mate a couple of times.
Yeah, there's a few mates in there. He did a great job. You know, he's a star from Hollywood and from New York, and he's prepared to travel to India, and he was prepared to travel down to a very remote area, go to the leprosy home, work with actual lepers. He and Shari and Sharman, all of them. And that's real commitment. That's above and beyond, in my opinion. They did a fantastic job.
Yeah, we'll have to pay attention to the scenic beauty of India when we watch it, Andrew. And as we do finish up, how do you want people to respond after watching the least of these?
I want them to have enjoyed a good story and let God speak to their hearts.
That is very well said, Andrew. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.